President Volodymyr Zelensky and Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni greeted each other like old friends. It's the first time since Ukraine's president has visited Italy since Russia invaded his country last year. But the two met in February when Meloni travelled to Kiev to assure him of Italy's continued support. She insists this hasn't wavered.
L'Italia ha dimostrato con I fatti il suo pieno sostegno.
Italy proved with its actions its full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, which is the victim of an unjust and brutal aggression by the Russian Federation, and this is what Italy intends to continue to do.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I'm grateful to all Italians whose hearts do not remain indifferent to evil and who support us with aid and defence.
Then it was off to the Vatican to meet Pope Francis, who's been working on a peace plan. But for Zelensky, a satisfactory peace requires Ukraine's much-anticipated spring offensive be successful, and for that he needs to keep the flow of weapons and money from allies open. On Saturday, Germany unveiled its biggest military aid package of the war so far. $3 billion worth of armoured vehicles, artillery, anti-aircraft systems and drones. And the EU has pledged that member states will speed up ammunition supplies.
In the Bakhmut area, where fighting continues, Ukraine needs about 1,000 shots of artillery per day. 1,000 per day just in Bakhmut. In order to have an idea of the intensity of the fighting.
On the front lines, early signs of Ukraine's offensive are taking shape. Though this footage isn't independently verified, Ukraine's 3rd Assault Brigade says it's them pushing back Russian forces flanking the embattled city of Bakhmut. Ukraine has also been showing new deeper strike capabilities. This is the aftermath of an attack in Russian-occupied Lugansk. Russia says Ukraine used two Storm Shadow cruise missiles, which the UK recently announced it had supplied Kyiv. Adding to Russia's sense of unease that momentum is swinging against them, several Russian aircraft came down in what should be safe territory. As many as two military helicopters and two jet fighters were destroyed across the Russian border in Bryansk. Whether by friendly fire or Ukrainian attack, it's more bad news for Russia's military and good news for the Ukrainian forces set on winning back their land. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.